Donald Trump issues call to action to Christian voters. Americans of faith are the soul of our country. By Christina Wong on February 23, 2024. Former President Donald Trump delivered a call to action to Christian voters in a speech at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville on Thursday, calling them the soul of our country and vowing to defend them against political persecution. "They want to silence you, demoralize you, and keep you out of politics. But Christians, they can't afford to sit on the sidelines in this fight," he said at the convention, where he was warmly received. "So today, I come before you as a friend, an ally, and a fellow believer to ask for your help and your support and your prayers for this country. We need your prayers, and I make you a simple promise," Trump said. "In my first term, I fought for Christians harder than any president has done before. And I will fight even harder for Christians with 4 more years," he vowed. Trump called persecution of pro-lifers and Christians under President Joe Biden's administration monstrous abuses of power, citing the recent conviction of 6 pro-life activists who peacefully protested at an abortion clinic and now face up to 11 years in prison. "Under Crooked Joe, pro-lifers are now being hunted by the Biden regime as enemies of the state. The same Biden DOJ that dropped charges against Antifa has rounded up 6 pro-life activists right here in Tennessee, arresting them for a peaceful protest outside a clinic where they prayed, sang hymns, and were removed with great force," he said. "Last month, those protesters were convicted on outrageous charges and are now facing up to 11 years in prison. Let's call these brave Americans what they are, persecuted Christians." Trump said the minute he wins the election, he will appoint a special task force to rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who has been unjustly victimized by the Biden regime. "Americans of faith are not a threat to our country. Americans of faith are the soul of our country," he said. Trump also listed wins for Christians during his administration, including protecting the conscience rights of doctors, nurses, teachers, and faith groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor, blocking the IRS from using the Johnson Amendment to interfere with pastors' freedom of speech, issuing guidance making clear the right to freedom of worship is protected in public schools, convening a meeting at the United Nations to end religious persecution worldwide, signing an executive order to install faith advisors in every federal department and agency, appointing nearly 300 federal judges to interpret the law and the Constitution as written, nominated and confirmed Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, being the first president to attend the March of Life rally in Washington, D.C. "I really think it's the biggest thing missing from our country. We have to bring back our religion. We have to bring back the Christianity of this country," he said to loud cheers from the audience. "No one will be touching the cross of Christ under the Trump administration," he said, vowing to aggressively defend religious liberty in all forms. "We will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, and in all of our airwaves. We will protect God in our public square," he said. "Millions of Americans value listening to Christian broadcasters. While they are on the road, we're not going to abandon you." He listed several additional actions he will pursue if re-elected in November, including creating a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias to investigate all forms of illegal discrimination, harassment, and persecution against Christians in America, standing proudly with our friend and ally, the State of Israel, signing an executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children, supporting a policy of universal school choice, allowing parents to choose the public, private, charter, or religious school that best suits their children, supporting America's homeschool families, including allowing 529 education savings accounts to be used for homeschooling expenses up to $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free, closing the Federal Department of Education and will move everything back to the states where they can individualize education, taking historic action to defeat the toxic poison of gender ideology and restoring the timeless truth that God created 2 genders, male and female, keeping men out of women's sports, signing a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states, Trump also blasted the Biden administration's foreign policy, which he said has enriched Iran. He touted his record of recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's eternal capital and Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, withdrawing from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, negotiating the Abraham Accords, cutting off funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East, which he said was funneling billions of taxpayer dollars to Hamas. As the Bible says, "Blessed are the peacemakers," he said. "I will be your peacemaker, and I will prevent World War 111. He said he would fight the radical left, which is trying to tear down crosses where they can and cover them up with social justice flags where they can't. He concluded by praising the national religious broadcasters and those who have helped spread the word of God, the love of Christ, and the stories of the Holy Bible. For generations, America's religious broadcasters have helped the people of this country live up to the words of our glorious motto, In God We Trust, he said, adding, Your efforts have inspired millions and millions to live their values and put faith at the center of their lives. And in turn, these legions of listeners, citizens, soldiers, ministers, and everyday American believers not only helped defeat fascism and communism, they helped to build America into the greatest nation in the history of the world. The former president went on to say, With your prayers, your voice, and your vote, we will reclaim our government from these tyrants. We will remove the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will restore faith and family to the center of American life, and we will restore power to the people. Trump wrapped up by stating, Ladies and gentlemen, with your help and God's grace, the great revival of America begins on November 5, 2024. Thank you once again to the national religious broadcasters. God bless you, and God bless America. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.